You talked about the issue of, you know, looking at new targets and translational work, et cetera. And of course, that's something that's happening in every part of medical oncology right now. Mm-hmm. How do you see that happening in ovarian cancer? Is it happening? And what are some of the targets that you think are going to be most promising to go after?
There are a number of different drugs that are out there that do target different molecules. There are very interesting set of drugs that work around a BRCA mutation. They're called PARP inhibitors. Really exciting data presented at ASCO by Stan Kay's group looking at a drug called AZD2281. And this is a drug that's called a PARP inhibitor. PARP is an enzyme that essentially helps repair DNA when the BRCA protein is not functioning or not present. So it's kind of a workaround for a mutated BRCA1 or 2 gene. So the response is, you know, we've been participating on trials using PARP inhibitors, the same drug, and others to come, but they are really impressive drugs. They're mostly oral. This drug that was presented at ASCO is an oral drug, and response rates of, you know, over 60% in patients with a platinum-sensitive recurrence.
What about side effects and toxicity?
Yeah. So the side effects of PARP inhibitors, because it's an oral drug, have some nausea, some drop in blood counts, and that's about it. Very few side effects to these drugs.
What's sort of the next step in terms of development of this agent or other similar agents?
There are going to be a number of different PARP inhibitors on the market, but it'll be in distinguishing them and how well they work in different patient populations. So for example, the BRCA deficient patient. So whether or not she has a germline mutation or intratumorally, the patient has an abnormal BRCA gene. So per patient that she may not have a germline mutation, but there's something about the BRCA protein is just deficient or not working in her particular cancer.
How often does that happen?
Well, it's not certain, but it may be up to 30-40% of the time. And you can see this. You can see patients who have recurrences, but they definitely do not have a BRCA mutation, but their cancer keeps responding to successive rechallenges with platinum, and they go through long periods of remission. So something different about those patients than somebody who gets carboplatin, recurs within 2 or 3 months, then gets Doxil, then recurs very shortly. So there's something different in how that cancer cell recognizes platinum. And maybe could be a paradigm for other chemotherapies, but there's something about platinum and potentially how the cell is able to recognize it.
Do we know, like, overall, roughly, what fraction of ovarian cancer is BRCA-related?
It's about 5 to 10%.
But you're saying that maybe there's some additional...
Oh, BRCA-related,
I see. Well, in the BRCA, you're saying 5 to 10%.
Germline mutations,
right, germline,
about 5%.
But you're saying maybe there's a whole other group where...
That's correct. That's where these drugs may be used. And again, they can also enhance DNA damaging agents. So they're being used with drugs like temozolomide for brain tumors. They're being combined with other drugs that might damage DNA and then allow that workaround from happening.